For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Grant Master.
Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
We love you, girls. Yay. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old brovs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous morning sunshine little friend Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender Podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hello, hello, how are you?
So good, Ben.
Oh, God, I'm so glad you're so good.
I'm so good. Yeah. I decided to start cleaning my crazy person's house by just doing one thing every morning. So, like, when I say one thing, I mean literally pick up a pile of clothes off the floor and throw a box away from, like, 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working. So slowly but surely, I'm looking less crazy. What's going on over there?
That's inspiring me. I'm going to do my laundry today now that you've said that. I'll tell you what's going on over here. You know, I have this ongoing, experimentation with making homemade cold brews. Because everyone may remember that we, on Amazon Prime Day, I got a French press and a coffee grinder. So I worked through my first bag of Dunkin' Donuts beans to make my cold brews. And they were just delicious. One after the next was delicious. So I worked through the bag and I went to the supermarket yesterday and I said, let's change it up. Let's see what a different bag is. Let's be crazy, okay? And so I was like, let's see what
living on the cold brew edge.
Yeah. So I got like the generic I got a bag of French roast beans from like the local Ralph's brand. It was like the private selection, which is hilarious.
I'm sure Ralph's.
Yeah. Like nice private selection that's generic. But I was like, you know, let's try this out. So I made my cold brew and I just started sipping it right now. It is the most disgusting cup of coffee I've ever had in my life. And I'm not even doing that to be dramatic, like it the most disgusting. No, this is truly the most disgusting thing I've ever drank. And I'm going to keep drinking it because I'm thirsty and I want some caffeine. But I've never tasted anything as foul as this. Like, people, stay away from the Kroger private selection French dark roast beans. Please, please.
Yeah, they're no up and up. That's for sure.
It's like, even when I just smell it, it's like, what happened to this coffee?
Well, I'm always saying what kind of coffee I drink, right? Because it's strong, it's bitter, it's Cafe Bustelo. It's delicious. And so my sister got some of that, and she's like, this is like gasoline. Why in the hell? And then she made me a cup of her little Keurig thing, and it was like mocha, nut, hazelnut spirit angel wing. I don't fucking know. It was like some fancy Keurig thing. And it was delicious. Like, I never knew. I just thought all coffee tasted like ass. I thought that was the point.
Well, I mean, it is the point. But, you know, I don't mind a gasoline coffee. Like, that's why I go to Tiago, because they'll serve me in like a cold brew. And it's like, woo, you know, and you get that gasoline feel, like jet fuel. You know, this is just tastes like cardboard. It tastes like wet. Like, I was steeping cardboard in my French press all night. I'm going to make one more batch just to make sure something didn't go wrong on my end. But I have to tell you, it's a horrible way to start the day.
Well, the other day I was by Starbucks, and I haven't gone there in forever because I've been making my own coffee for a while now. And I went in there just to get, like, a bottle of water. I did not know one person, and I felt so lonely. It's like, this is what happens when you don't keep up a relationship.
Yeah. By the way, your friend Frankie says hi. I played board games with him.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah. He was like, I know Ronnie. And I said, oh, cool. Because I thought of that because he said that you guys both had a mutual friend who worked at Starbucks.
Bailey.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, let's get on with this because this is not a bonus, and we will talk about cold brewing all day long.
And could there be anything more insufferable than someone complaining about their cold brew when people have lost their houses down in Florida and the Caribbean?
Oh,
so we get it. We're
world,
assholes.
World out there. Jesus, yeah. We love you. We hope you guys are holding tight.
Red Cross, everyone. Everyone donate to the Red Cross because we have our Crappens family in Houston, which is still recovering, and now we have our Crappens family all in Florida and the Caribbean. So, like, let's help everyone out. You know, decide to send, like, beans to the people, coffee beans, to lift their spirits, don't send the Kroger ones. Do not.
Yeah, no one deserves that.
Send the Kroger beans to Irma.
Yeah, they've been through enough. Irma. Oh, no, she does not need any more energy. That shit is just fucking terrible, and it looks like a movie when you're watching it just on the news and stuff.
Yeah.
So, we love you guys. We don't talk about all that stuff too much because, you know, you probably come here to get away from that.
Yeah.
But we love you.
And that's probably
okay.
One of the reasons why you also watch Bravo. But, of course, in great Bravo timing, Below Deck, this season is based in St. Martin, which just got totally ravaged by Irma, which is very sad. I went to St. Martin when I was a child twice, and I loved it. I like some very cherished childhood memories there. So it's like, I'm not saying that I'm like the victim here, but it personalizes it a little bit for me. And so I was really sad to see what happened to that super, super beautiful island. And so at the top of Below Deck this week, Bravo put up this thing saying, "The following series was filmed on the island of St. Martin, a location devastated by Hurricane Irma. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected."
Also, now, it was shot 3 weeks before Luann left home.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, was that basically Luann divorcing Tom is at the same level as a hurricane.
I know. They're taking it so seriously. We're going to all get Amber Alerts on our phone. Luann has escaped from Tom. License plate code. XOXO, sad, sad, ZZ.
This episode was filmed 2 weeks before Luann went to a Hale and Hearty for lunch. Luann is now at Wagamama. Luann is at Wagamama.
Below deck, the musical begins. So the beginning, things go so quickly on this show, it's hard to see them all at one time. But I love that the chef is like shaving lemons.
I didn't even see that.
Because that's very professional.
It is, shaving lemons.
And then Chris is like trying to figure... Yeah, he's making lemon zest. No, not zest. Yeah, zest. Yeah, zest.
Yeah,
I was
like
thinking of twists.
Like,
I was thinking
it
of
was
twists.
Like... Yeah. It wasn't like microplane zest. It was just a full-on...
Yeah, he was
slab of zest.
Yeah, so it's not going to be cold cheeseburgers the whole season is what I'm saying.
You know, you're not truly clean until you're zestfully clean, someone once said. And that goes for a lemon.
Lunch in Anguilla.
Lunch in Anguilla, beach picnic. And Bruno is still eating. They just like show it. They cut to a shot of him in the galley. Just eating.
Bruno just eating sadly.
Yeah. Like, in cruise no ship, I have smorgasbord.
Understand no one. Sometimes I feel like his English stuff is almost put on because one minute he speaks perfectly and then the next minute he's like, counter wipe. I'm like, wait, what? You just like spoke a monologue in perfect English.
Sandwich sads.
Shrimp peel sad, sad. No talk, sad, sad. Respect, sad. So this picks up where we left off with the lunch on the beach and the cold hamburgers and those Mountain Dew lovers like, this is delicious.
Yeah.
And Kate running to the tender like, get me the fuck away from here.
I like how these guests are adrenaline junkies. And then it's like cut to them putting an Oreo on Brianna's face and be like, okay, make it go from your forehead to your mouth. I'm like, adrenaline. Oreo extreme.
And I also like that Bree's that much of a monkey that she's just like, okay, look, I can balance an Oreo on my eye. That's not something people balance things on, a closed eye. Of course you can. It's like a round eye socket.
I would have gone with more of a seal analogy, but that's fine.
Yeah, put it on your nose.
Yeah. Seals put it on your nose, Andre.
No one's impressed with Seal's eyes, okay? It's the nose balancing.
Yeah, the eye is arguably the easiest place to balance an Oreo.
Yeah. The most dangerous thrill seeker here is Jen, who's opening a wine bottle for the first time. Did you see that?
No, but that's still just a funny thing to say.
Look, we've all been there, okay? And poor Jen, like the foil is all ripped. It's like a foil flower because she's just like, how do you get it off?
It is a little scary when you use like a traditional, church key, whatever, not church key, a bottle opener wine where key. You have to you screw it in and you've got to yank it out because you never know how much you have to yank. And then are you going to hit yourself with your own hand and all that? I think a waiter's corkscrew is the way to go.
A waiter's corkscrew is a wine key, isn't it?
Though I actually know, is that a church key? Maybe not. The waiter's one is the little one that just looks like a
Swiss Army knife or whatever.
Swiss Army knife. Yeah. Those are the best by far.
Well, isn't that what she was using?
Who knows? She's probably using a conch. She was like, I don't know what to do.
When I was 18 and moved to New York and had to lie that I had a waiter's resume to get a job waiting tables, I got stuck in this situation. I was working at a really nice place, and the first time I had to open wine, you can't lie about a waiter resume and then say, how do I open a bottle of wine again? So I had to do it. And of course, it was this table of rich, fancy, older gays. And I pulled a Jen, which I think is why I noticed it both times, because I was filled with that horror of just what is this foil and why is it like this? And they're like, you have to cut it with the knife, honey. They were nice, but.
It's a coming of age story.
I've been there, Jen. Yes. I've been there. I mean, I was 18 and God knows, what you are, but still, We each take baby steps at different times, okay?
So meanwhile, Kate gets back onto the boat, and she just she walks into I think this is when she walks into the laundry room, and she sees it's just a disaster, and she's like, laundry Armageddon, and everything is everywhere, nothing is clean, nothing is in the dryer, etc. And Kate just goes, Bria's worked on yachts, she should know better. And for Kate Chastain, that's the equivalent of her saying, you motherfucking asshole, do your fucking job, you stupid fucking bitch.
I'm going to rip your nose hairs out one by one, you little beep, 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 beep. She should know better.
She should know better.
Ha! And then we cut back to Jen on the beach, and she's trying to wrap up the food with plastic wrap, but only has a balled up thing of plastic wrap that they had already used, and she goes, I wish we had brought the roll. It's 30 minutes of her, trying to unwrap that. You cannot unwrap a plastic wrap.
It's over. Once it's wrapped, it's like the toothpaste can't go back in the tube and the plastic wrap cannot be unfolded.
Yeah. It's like watching them all get trained, but also kind of evolution,
Yeah. Meanwhile, Baker's struggling with something called a seabob, which kind of looks like a little mini version of Captain Sandy's favorite banana. It's this little yellow, look like a spider crab or whatever you call those things. And she could not get it to work. And the guy was trying to get it to work with her, but it couldn't. We just could tell no one on the ship knows how to do anything.
Poor thing. She didn't know how to do it. And he brings it onto the sand and he's like, this isn't working. And she goes, yeah, well, it's because these don't work on the sand. They only work in the water. And he goes, I know. I brought it in from the water where it wasn't working. And she's like, oh, all right. I'll help you. So she grabs the other end and they both walk into the water and she just kind of pokes it with her fingers. She's just like poke, poke. And he's looking at her like, really, lady? She's like, well, I'll figure this out for you. All right. I'll keep you posted, huh?
She's like, I just don't want any sand to get in it. And he's like, it won't get in it unless it's on. Okay.
This first 5 minutes of the show was my favorite. I had to press pause a million times.
Yeah. So then the slide's coming out, and then there's also a climbing wall. And meanwhile, as Bree's hand is starting to hurt, because last episode, I'm surprised they didn't do a flashback, but she fell over getting into the tender. So now her hand is hurting. So she's struggling with that, and we know that's going to be an increasing problem for her.
Oh, my God, and the drama with Jen. She's like, look how wet my bum is. From falling? Yeah, I need two hands, and I only have one hand. But it's the guest first, as she carries placemats. That's the most important thing. She's like, oh, it's so hard with two hands. And Jen goes,
If it makes you feel any better, I hit my knee.
She just looks at her like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make me feel better. Thank you, though.
So then they're like pulling in the tender, and Chris Brown. He's pulling the tender, and Captain Lee's just standing there being like, what's this goddamn celibate asshole doing with my tender right now in those ropes? Get away from her. God damn it.
Well, it's that rope thing again. It's like they're trying to bring down Dumbo, and no one knows how to control her, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of learning the ropes, but this is really like
this is really
taking
bad.
It to a new level. This is really literalizing it.
Here comes the intrepid lickety-split.
Just write down everything the captain says. And he's just looking at them, rolling his eyes. And then he goes back upstairs to his boat captain place. And they're back on the road or back on the sea. And he goes, oh, God, for Christ. Wait. He's like, what's that? What is that, a sailboat? Goddamn idiot. The motherfucking sailboat. God damn it.
Yeah. So Kate tells Captain Lee that she needs another stew because she's working with the equivalent of like an elbow of one person right now.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, when Kate says she needs some help, wow, then I know she really needs some help. So it looks like she's gonna be getting some reinforcements, thankfully.
Yeah. He's like, it's like working with half a person, huh? And she goes, well, three quarters. But unfortunately, it's the three quarters below the neck. So can we hire a head? That would be great. Just one head would be fine. It's like, all right, I'll get you someone. So in the kitchen, Brianna is like, oh, my God, the guests are happy, but I fell and I can't move my wrist. And, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And Kate's like, she can't even do her job with two hands.
Yeah. And Kate, I love how she becomes the mother hen. Not really. She's like, what happened? Oh, you hurt your hand. And Captain Lee starts bandaging her. He's like, suck it up, cupcake.
This was weird. Was it weird to you? I didn't like this side of the captain, where he's like, all right, suck it up, buttercup. Ha, so you're not going to be able to give him a massage, right? Huh? I'm not going to be paying for a one-handed massage. Ha, unless the other one's warm enough to cut my walnuts. Stop talking about massages weird. With the hot young worker, okay, captain?
I know. So then we outside, because like everything is like happening all at once, just everything. Outside, they just cut to Bruno trying to tie a knot. It's clearly it's going to be his character arc for the season. Yeah. When he finally ties a knot in episode 13, I did it!
I've not worked on yachts, and I don't know much, but I know I'm a hard worker, and I keep my mindset on that.
You keep your mindset on the fact that you're a hard worker. Learn some knots, dude.
So when the tender falls off the yacht and just sinks into the bottom of the ocean, it'll be okay because we know you're a hard worker.
Yeah, exactly. He'll drown the whole boat and be like, well, I tried, and that's what matters.
Next time I'll say iceberg straight ahead instead of straight ahead, nothing. I tried.
So Nico's like, they're not getting it. This is embarrassing, you know? And then they do the ropes on the jet skis. And the captain's like, I don't want to be crawling up someone's ass full time. But until they're comfortable, head meet ass. Ass meet head. I'm going to be up there tinkering around with your ass.
I'm crawling right in. God damn it. It's not clean in here.
So
take my credit card number down because I'm officially staying here until I'm ready to leave.
It's an ass B&B, and I'm taking up residence.
I will not be paying the $100 maid fee either at the end. So everybody do your own goddamn dishes.
And clean these goddamn windows on this asshole.
So Kate loves the chef down in the kitchen. He's like, I made crab cakes, eh? And he's like, what do you think of maybe some small plates for these? And she goes, I'm done. Did that. She says, I love him. It's really nice, like cooking with Canada instead of North Korea.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to turn on her. I feel like it's all nice right now, but it's going to go sour. We're only on episode 2. And we know that Below Deck is a slow simmer to a boil. And it's going to go downhill.
Well, these shows are our cartoons. And in a cartoon, whenever somebody says, nothing else could go wrong, you know, the mountain falls on their head. Yeah.
Yeah. So now Kate is going to teach Brianna some lessons on laundry and everything. So she just goes, so did you say you were done with laundry before? Because there was a completely empty washer, and that's not usually how it's done.
And this is my favorite kind of Kate, because she's got a huge napkin that she's pretending to fold. Like, I like that she's always got some passive-aggressive, like, prop business. Like, yeah. Here I am working while I tell you in a semi-nice voice that you can't say is yelling, even though I'm inside yelling at you, you fucking moron.
So here's the basics on how laundry works. You put dirty stuff in the washing machine. Oh, actually, I think she was saying that basically Brianna put dirty stuff in a washing machine but didn't put in the dryer, right?
That's what I was getting. I rewound it twice, and I couldn't tell. But Brianna immediately knows she's wrong, so she puts up her hurt wrist and just, like, waves it in front of her. So Kate does her, like, flat-handed, that she does. It's like, if you're going to fight with me non-verbally, I'll fight with you non-verbally. She's like, I'm putting a flat hand to your broken wrist. You want to trump that, bitch?
And Brianna says, you know, when Kate says, well, you put dirty clothes in the washing machine, and Brianna goes, are you telling me or are you asking me? And Kate just goes, well, which one do you need?
What language do you need me to tell you you're an asshole in?
Okay. It doesn't really matter the punctuation at the end of the sentence. You still fucked up.
And Bree's like, well, a leader is more than somebody to just give you direction. They need to present themselves in a way for people to follow them. Okay. And I don't know if Kate does that for me. Well, then by all means, call in Michelle Obama. Okay.
I know. This is your boss. This is not the leader of the free world. She says, do the laundry. Just do the laundry. She's not asking you to, like, create an initiative about the youth of America.
If everybody needed to be inspired, no one would have a clean toilet.
Kids, like, when they go low, we put the washing in the drying.
Is that inspiring?
When you go low, please do the laundry while you're down there. Thank you.
The laundry goes low, the dryer goes high. Do you understand? One's on top of the other, okay?
They're called cycles, yeah.
So Kate stays, you know, calm in that hateful way, and she's like, Brie goes, I can check it. She goes, I just did it. Please stay on service. She's like, okay, and she just kind of waves around her wrist. And Canada Chef is like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. Those were some pointed words there, some pointed tones. I hope this doesn't affect my lemon zest.
So then we saw this, like, funky little montage of Jen changing clothes. And then we go to Matt, the chef. He's preparing dinner service, and Chris Brown has decided to stand in the corner of the galley and just start babbling about booze and stuff. And he's like, I think we have to work on our lines of communication, because I asked Jen what her least favorite liquor is, and she said Grand Marnier. It turns out that's her favorite. So
yeah. And then my buddy got a divorce, and, like, at first he thought we just fell out of love, but then, like, later we found out his wife's a cheating whore, you know? Like, and then one time I'd, like, got wasted and had sex in this, like, igloo kind of thing. It was, like, this round, like, igloo kind of thing. I love beer. Dicks, pussies, beer, dicks.
My favorite singer is Janelle Monáe, because that's also my favorite kind of grand liquor, Grand Monáe. I love it.
Also, I really like moans, eh? Hey, that was Canadian. Get it? That was Canadian.
I love drinking my beer from an igloo koozie, because it reminds me of that time I was in that igloo that one time. Isn't that crazy? Crazy story. Call back. And Matt's just like, you know, Matt tells us that he really likes silence when he's preparing the meal so he can concentrate. So I love Matt's passive aggressive way of dealing with it. He just starts washing a sheet pan and goes, okay, let's wrap up the galley. Okay, let's just wrap this up.
Yeah, wrap it up like my dick before I'm about to get in a box. Know what I mean? Like an igloo box. Get it?
Yeah, wrapping up the 40 in a paper bag, because you can't drink it on the street. I know a lot about booze. I know how it works.
So Jen calls her kid on FaceTime from her bunk, and she's like, you didn't let it ring. You must be waiting for me to call. And her kid's like, yeah. Well, I want to show my kid that it's okay to just leave your kid alone with your mom and go live your dreams, okay? And the kid's like, it's okay. Sad. Poor kid.
I know. Very, very sad.
So Captain Kate, it's Captain. Captain Kate, Captain Kate. She's like, how you doing, Kate? I'm great.
I think I missed that.
She's like, I'm great. And he's like, all right, now listen here, Kate. Instead of teaching these dum-dums as we go, I'm going to need you to take a training day and teach them, and I'm going to bring in some day workers.
Day players, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you. And then at dinner, everyone is drinking Mountain Dew. Matt has served up these beautiful prawns. Really, like, they look delicious, and they're all drinking Mountain Dew with them, which is, you know, crazy. And then Chris, meanwhile, he's starting to, like, stake his claim with Brianna. He decides he wants to go up to Bree. He goes, yeah, Bree's probably priority number one at this moment. I'm like, this is – you got your priorities wrong.
I got to move. I got a couple moves and tricks. She'll see me make a fool of myself.
It's going to be pretty awesome to talk about beer. I'm going to explain to her the difference between Bud Light and Miller Lite. One's the champagne of beers. One is beer that looks like champagne. It's a pretty subtle difference, but it's important to know.
He's trying to flirt with her, and he's like, yeah, I'm a pro washer at this point. You know, washing boats, washing dishes. And she goes, we're glorified janitors. I love when people are shocked when they do this for the first time. They're like, all we do is clean.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we knew that she was going to be the one doing this because she said on the first episode something along the lines of like, I just love the ocean. I love a nomadic lifestyle. Or, you know, I lived off the grid and I just want to be in the water. It's like, okay, well, that's all well and good, but you're going to be doing laundry and cleaning dishes for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the 1% now. LOL.
Yeah.
So Chris is like, I'm going to open a business called Washing Things. She's like, that's hot. So these guys, the guests, they're having the chef pair things with Mountain Dew?
No, I don't think they're having him chef pair things. I think the chef just wants to pair the food with like a wine, but he's like, I don't know what to do with Mountain Dew. He's like, this isn't the Food Network, okay? Normally I pair things with things people want to drink. Because on Food Network, it would be like, all right, you're going to put kimchi and Mountain Dew together. Kimchi, what's that? Like, they're not shocked at the Mountain Dew part.
Add a little cat poop and some boogers and sardines and some bread. Bear it with Mountain Dew chopped.
We want you to recreate Chicken a la King and make it into Chicken a la King, but with, like, a meatball on it.
And Tootsie Rolls. And Tootsie. Like, chopped. Fucking show. That's why that lady always looks mad on there.
Yeah. So Lee tells, sorry,
go ahead. Oh no, I was just gonna say the chef, the captain's like, all right, here, Nico, I don't want Bruno or Chris near the lions, okay? Nothing in their hands but a mop and a shimmy.
A shammy. They can shimmy with their shammy, but they better not shimmy near those ropes. That's what I gotta say. Not near one goddamn rope. Get those shammies ready.
If you're going to shimmy, you better do it on your own time. This is goddamn life and death we're talking about here. Fingers up your asshole, Hollywood types. God damn it. Did that guy trim his beard? Jesus Christ.
I'm going to have Gareth and Darian do the lines. That's right. You know it's bad when Gareth and Darian make another appearance on an episode, okay? Not even Larry and Barry got past the first episode of this goddamn show.
First, we had a scene of Darian doing his goddamn Google Sheets while someone looked for my goddamn bedroom. This is getting goddamn embarrassing.
Now we gotta see Gareth looking through a window wondering what the hell's going on. I don't want to see Gareth and Darian. They gotta be downstairs working in the boiler room, okay?
So let's see, over the dinner table,
these guests who are obsessed with Mountain Dew, because they are... They really, I guess they just sort of take their adrenaline junkie thing very literally. They're like, well, you know, we got to do the Dew if we're going to do this. So
yeah, that's a commercial that has people like flipping over on skis on a mountain. So we're thrill seeking, brah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, balancing an Oreo on an eye socket. So then this one guest is like, you know, they have a craft brewed Mountain Dew now, apparently. I'm not kidding. I'm like, the fact that you were. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm happy to look it up right now. But the fact that this excites you has me very sad for you and the yachting industry.
And even Mountain Dew. They're probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up right now. Craft Brewed Mountain Dew. I have not had Mountain Dew in probably 20 years. When I was a kid, I loved it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm more of a Dr. Pepper boy.
Wait a second. Wait. Well, this is 2012. Wait, they had something called Mount Brew, which was a Mountain Dew beer, but that was 2012. Oh wait, not your father's Mountain Ale. Small, I don't know. Interesting.
Brew the Dew. Too many goddamn craft brews. Whatever happened to a goddamn Bud Light?
You know I hate craft brews, by the way. You know I really do.
I just don't drink brews because in Weight Watchers when I was 12, my lady Janelle said, drinking beer is like drinking a sandwich.
Well, it's true, which also sounds kind of nice. Okay, so in 2015, Mountain Dew rolled out something called Dew Shine, which is made with real sugar. And it was craft brew, but it was like that was back 2 years ago. So there.
He's just trying to get it in. Do you think they're stockholders?
Stockholders is the most generous way we could look at them.
So Nico, after being told he can't have the deckhands on, is like, okay, I'll have a meeting and say this in a really nice way, right? So he's like, okay, everybody, the setup needs to be done before 9, blah, blah, blah. And Bruno has this gigantic, gigantic jar of protein shake that he's meddling around with. I don't know what he's doing in there, but it's taking him forever.
He's trying to unknot it.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't tie the knot. They're like, there's no rope on it, Nico. I mean, Bruno.
How you tie knot out of powder?
At least I try. How you tie knot?
Yeah, at least I'm trying.
I got to work on my Portuguese accent. You know, Portuguese accent, they got a lot of pow sounds. Powder.
I don't have
how do you do it out of powder? We gotta like get back with our like Adriana, not up to my standards.
So he's like, what you think of today? And Nico's like, well, you know, it's only the second day, but individually we're kind of in different places. And he goes, yeah, you know, with the pass of time we can get there. Protein shake. And Nico's like, yeah, but that time needs to be sped up or we're fucked. And he goes, yeah, but you know, I'm trying my best. I never work on yacht. And he's like, we all need to work better. And some people are catching on quicker. Like, he's trying to be nice to Bruno.
Well, Nico could work on his delivery, I have to say, because he could have just said, oh, yeah, you guys don't do the lines. You're not quite there yet. So we're going to have them do it. That's all he had to say. But instead, he was like, well, you know, some people are learning faster than others, and some people just aren't learning right now because they are inherently dumber than others. So if they want to be smarter, well, that's too bad because this is their lot in life. So some people are slower, and you're one of them, Bruno. It's basically that's what he's saying, because Bruno's like, so you're saying I'm slower than the other guys? And Nico's like, yeah. And he goes like, I think you're being unfair right now saying that, okay? Like, sorry I'm slower, but cruise ships don't go fast, okay? Pow.
I'm trying new things. Okay, here's your fucking gold star. Well, that's the thing. Like, at first he starts trying to do it in a nice way because he knows Bruno's sensitive, but Bruno won't take the hint. So his, over-talking it turns rude. But that's not what you get on a boat. I mean, I would imagine it's like anything when you're in service. Someone comes in and they're like, you fucking idiot. You didn't marry your catch-ups. And don't tell me you polished your silverware when you didn't. You're a bad apple, okay?
Yeah.
If you work at Applebee's.
See, Bruno needed the gentle touch of Kelly, our sweet, sweet Kelly from last season. Kelly would have been able to handle Bruno. But Nico is like... Nico is actually, when we met him, he's very, very sweet. But you can see that when he's like working, he's like, oh, he's like, you're just not smart enough. I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay. I've got a note for you. Get smarter. Yeah. Okay, Bruno.
You're yeah. How about you untie the knot in your brain?
He's like, I'm a fast learner, but, you know, here I can't learn so fast. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And Nico's like, let's work on it, little guy. Okay.
Just want to pat him on the head. So cute. That Bruno. So cute.
So Kate and Jen.
Speaking of slow learners, Kate's like, you know, with Jen, she's like a puppy or kindergartner. She needs visual learning.
And Kate just keeps laughing really big in Jen's face.
She's because
the guest asked for a funny cup of tea. You are funny. She's like, I am. She's like, you are funny. Really, really funny.
Yeah, because the guest asked for a cup of tea. So Kate's like, okay, I'm going to time you, Jen, just so you can see how much time you really waste. And so at one point, Kate has her back to Jen, and she turns around, and Jen's just right there with like bug eyes. And Kate just like can't stop cracking up.
Because she keeps opening every cabinet. It's like all the shit that Jen shoved in there. It's like, are there sheets in that cabinet in the kitchen? What is going on there?
What is Bruno's rope doing here?
And Kate's like, you only have one more second before the bomb goes off or whatever. And she's like, I'm not trying to embarrass Jen. I'm just trying to make her aware that she should be embarrassed.
You know, if she stops wasting so much time, she could be amazing-ish.
So she's like, you're funny. And she does it. And Kate's like, okay, I'm going to write that time down. At least you make me laugh.
25 like, minutes to put a tea bag in some hot tea. Hot water.
I could have watched an episode of Below Deck in the time it took her to find a tea bag.
I literally could have watched House Hunters International and passed judgment on all the people in it by the time you made that tea.
And Chris Brown passes like, it took me 26 years to get a tea bag.
Hey, have you ever had sweet tea vodka? It's a thing. It's a thing. So,
oh my God, my sister loves that.
I used to love it. And in fact, I like found a bottle of it recently. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get back into this. You know, why did this have to fade away? It was delicious. Sweet tea vodka with some lemon juice. Sign me up.
Delicious. Deep Eddie.
Lemonade, I should say. But so now we have Nico and Baker. They're chatting on the side of the boat. And we found it's Baker's dad's birthday. And we found out that he died 10 years ago, which was sad. And
I know. That was sad. But I like hearing Baker's life. She's like, no, I haven't called my family. I haven't even fucking thought about it, you know? Because, like, most of the time I just travel around. I'm on this RV, you know? It's, like, cool. Like, boyfriend? No boyfriend. Because, like, I'm in Charleston sometimes, but it's, like, seasonal because RVs are seasonal, you know? Like, I've got play money from my dad passing. Today's his birthday. He's like, wait, what?
It's like, she's like, I like McDonald's sometimes, but sometimes I go to Burger King, get an onion ring. It feels good.
Yeah. She's like a boat worker from a Disney movie, you know, that takes place like in the Pirates of the Caribbean days. She's just like, blah, 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 drunk. It's like poking a hole in a box to get some ale.
She's definitely more convincing than Zoe Saldana as a pirate, that's for sure.
Yeah, she would be a good pirate, but she'd smile too much. She'd be like, we're here. We're here to get your stuff. Get here to get your booty, guys. Sorry we're late, but the RV had a flat tire.
Guys, did you hear what the parrot said? The parrot was like, Polly, want a cracker? And I was like, okay, I got a cracker for you. And the parrot didn't even eat it. I was like, wow, crazy parrot. Whoa, our captain's a skeleton. Whoa, I'm a skeleton too. This is crazy, man.
She tells us, I got a degree in business, but, like, I realize life is short. Like, making connections, it's, like, more important than settling down. Like, you just got to wait and see where, like, destiny's going to lead you. And then it cuts to her holding a mop.
Some things are left better unsaid.
Yeah, when people don't believe that the universe or the God or that there's God or whatever that are kind of guiding things, I'd never understand that. It's like, do you ever watch these shows? Like, this has to be set up by somebody bigger than us.
Maybe she's just on her Benjamin Button journey, right? Wasn't there like a whole hour in the middle of that movie where Brad Pitt was on a boat mopping? He's on a tugboat.
I know, but it's like different when you end up as Brad Pitt. Like, it's all worth it. You know what I mean?
It's worth it if you're aging into Brad Pitt, even if you're going the wrong direction, because you'll still wind up suckling at Cate Blanchett's teat as a baby.
Oh, Brad. Kate's like, I have an absolutely moronic crew, but at least God gave me good guests.
Yeah. So it's midnight, and now Nico is talking to Matt in his bunk about his brother, which is still so sad, so sad. But Matt's like, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to be there for you. Just in between me licking some girl's balloon knot. Hey.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was shocking came out.
Jumping ahead.
But at this part, I think the chef was like, is everybody going to talk to me at all times? Like, I just left the kitchen where fucking Bruno told me his whole – or Chris told me his whole life, and now you're telling me this. Like, I'm sorry, but I want to sleep.
Can I just scroll through pictures of girls' asses in privacy, please? Please.
I love that, with the camera right over his shoulder.
Yeah. So it's the morning, and Nico's telling the deck crew about docking, and he tells Chris and Bruno not to go anywhere near the lines. So it's like, okay. And then Matt starts making breakfast sandwiches, and there's like some strange strange confusion over, like, he's like, it's like a BLT. She's like, Kate's like, okay, so it has lettuce on it. No, no lettuce, but it has egg. Yes, so it's a BET. Okay, so this is like the BET Awards. No. Is that tomato on it? No. So it's just a BE. Yes.
Could you just do it without letters? Could you just do it without letters? That would be great. We don't need to trademark a new title, okay?
He's like, listen, it's bacon and iceberg and sorry, I was trying to spell it Bieber in honor of him being Canadian, but I couldn't get there. Elephant garlic. No, couldn't get the E.
It's a Bieber.
Okay, so that's bacon, iceberg, egg, bacon again. Egg again.
Egg. I'm so stupid. We're talking about egg sandwiches. I couldn't think of the E. I'm like, what's the E? What's the E? I got stumped on the E.
And a remoulade? He's like, no, it's just a hot sandwich. She's like, oh, okay. Well, just say that.
But I call it the Bieber. So is this a sandwich that everyone suddenly likes again, even though there's no appreciable talent in it? Is that what it is?
So is this sandwich converting to Christianity right now for a decent tax break? Or?
Has this sandwich been spitting on people recently?
Who did he spit on?
That was like a while ago. He had like a spitting phase. I don't know.
What
did this
kid
sandwich
doesn't?
Rob Mariah Carey of her record? No? Okay. Did this sandwich have the song of the summer for no good reason? Okay. No? Okay.
Okay. So let's
I'm letting it all out. It's all my feelings are getting projected onto the sandwich, everyone.
I did write down BET, and I was like, what does that mean?
So
I'm glad I had you to explain that to me. I was like, what the fuck? So the guests are like, let's dress like sumo wrestlers and float. Thrilling, thrill-seeking.
Extreme.
They're like, let's see what it's like to be 400 pounds. Thrill-seekers!
I think their version of extreme is like when the band Extreme sits down with acoustic guitars and sings More Than Words. That's their version of extreme.
More than words
is all I have to teach. That you love.
Yes. They're called Extreme, that band?
That band's group? Extreme. Well, they're like rockers, but that was like their one slow song. And then that was like, fun fact, I used to have an American Idol karaoke game, and you would sing the songs, and then Simon, Randy, and a fake Paula, because Paula did not agree to the project, would criticize you. And the only time I ever got a perfect score was when I sang that song.
Oh, really? I would only get Fantasia scores because she's the only one I paid attention to that much. I love her. Still love you, Vant. Okay, so the guys are wanting to jump around. And let's see here. Breeze.
So go ahead. No, just to say, nothing really happened. It's just like sumo. It's like, wow, we jumped off. And then it's time for them to leave.
Yeah, so they're about to get ready to leave, and Kate goes to Jen, and she's like, will you do me a favor? And Jen's like, she's like, you are so funny. Okay, could you iron stuff? She's like, you are funny. She's like, what's going on? I really don't think I'm that funny.
You have Rachel Dratch face. You are inherently funny. Take it as a compliment.
And when people ask you to do things, you go, also funny.
Also funny. So, so they're turning over the boat. Now, the guests have left. They're turning over the boat. And Kate keeps laughing at Jen. And Jen doesn't really know why. And Jen's like, yeah, Kate has a very special way of making you feel inferior. I'm like, that's why we love her.
It's called honesty. If you haven't been feeling inferior for a while now, you haven't been paying very close attention, okay? Consider it a gift.
And then didn't Jen say, well, I'm gonna like just play the dumb role and make Kate feel inferior. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, really.
I got lost in my metaphor.
Yeah, she's like, it sounded good. So ironing, and Baker comes in. She's like, hey, Jen, what's up? Did you get a chance to do these pantalones? And she's like, the ones you just laid down? She goes, yeah, I just laid them down this morning. She's like, and Kate's like, I'll do it. And grabs them. And Jen's like, just looking around. Yeah.
So and this is when it actually cuts to Captain Lee in the Captain Chorus going, out of nowhere, he just goes, what is that little fucking sailboat doing, little prick? And it just cuts away from him.
And the music's like dun 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 dun.
So Chris brings this like bowl of stew into the crew mess. It's this big old bowl, like a pot. It's a pot of stew. We don't even know what's in it. It looks like just as a stew. And he brings this big old pot. He puts it down in the crew mess. And Bruno's like, oh, food. Okay, pow. I'm going to go in now. So Bruno comes in with like a little bowl and a spoon and he starts to dip into it. And Matt is like, Bruno, do you want to help bring stuff down instead of just plating yourself?
He's like,
so it's,
oh.
You know, it's bad when the Canadian's getting bitchy.
Yeah. You just got some attitude from Canada. That's yeah. you're the first person ever. Okay. That's where Candace Olsen comes from. And Bruno's like, oh, I'm so tired. And he goes, everyone seems to have this mentality on board where they can just talk to you direct and not worry about your feeling. Like, oh my God, where did you grow up?
I had no idea that he said mentality. I literally thought he said everyone has these medallion boards. And I was like, what is he talking about, medallion boards? But it's mentality on board where they can speak to you directly and they don't care about your feelings. Previous places that I work, I was never talked like that.
When they were showing the anchor up before, Chris is like trying to help with the line or at least watching. And Bruno's upstairs, like checking that the cushions are still like locked in. I was dying. It's the funniest little thing. So Bruno runs to the bathroom to cry, basically.
Yeah.
And the girls.
Protein powder is coming out of his eyeballs. Muscle milk.
Jen's like, how's Bruno? Is he okay? Breeze. He's just in the bathroom. You having lunch? You having lunch, Bruno? It's like, no, I no feel.
I don't want people to be jerks.
So back on the deck, Bruno's walking around like sniffing.
Yeah.
And Chris tries to make small talk. Well, Chris is always making small talk, but he's like, yeah, beer, pussy. So you worked on cruise ships before? Were there beers? Were there pussies? And Bruno's like, they don't work the same. Like, how are they different? Well, some stuff they don't tolerate. For examples, the way that people talk to each other. I've been feeling disrespect. Like, oh my God.
You know, when I work on Carnival Cruise Lines, Kathy Lee Gifford would come out, and she was nice. She wasn't a jerk.
If she needs something, she'd say, you're beautiful. Would you please maybe get me some water if you feel it? And I would try my best to do it.
And sometimes I couldn't get that water because it's far away and I need a snack.
And Chris is like, don't take it personally. You know, yachting attracts a certain kind of person, you know. Well, which kind? Jerks? No, people like Baker. Baker's like, yeah, you know, like going around on my RV. One time I saw a deer in the road and I pulled over and I pulled it over to the side and I was like, sorry, you have to die, deer. And I like petted it on the head. Then I went and had dinner at a Denny's. It's like just wherever life leads you. You know, bro?
Like people like that.
Bruno's like, okay, I'm going back to Portugal now. He's not place for me. So then now it's time to dock, which means it's time for Gareth and Darian in action. And like Gareth is like, I need someone right now. Someone to hold my walkie-talkie. And Chris is like, I'm going to come over. I'm going to help you. Hey, bro. You ever have a thing called scotch? It's really cool. Gareth's like, not now.
So now is where they dock and stuff and everything. Yeah,
Baker does well.
Baker does well. Yeah, she's good.
Baker kills
and she's
it.
Nice,
she kills it. Yeah.
By the way,
before I refer to something as a spider crab, I meant a horseshoe crab. It just occurred to me right now.
Well, I said once the boat gets on the road.
Well, that could happen with this crew. Have you ever seen Speed 2? Cruise control.
Yes, and it wasn't the same without Keanu, and you all know it.
Yeah, I'm not fighting you on that. Not fighting you on that.
So Kate's like, okay, here's how I'm going to train you today. You are going to go through cabinets, okay? And you're going to memorize what's in there. And they're like, okay. So,
if you see a cardboard box, please let me know. We don't need those.
If there's a bread machine box with mold in it, let me know, and I will still sue that bastard from last year. Okay?
Thank you.
So let's see now. Okay,
so now Nico and...
Yeah, Brianna and Nico have their flirting session, and he's like, So what have you been up to? It's been a few months, what, huh? A few months, huh? She's like, yeah, now I'm in L.A. By yourself? yeah, like, you know, I hear you're in a relationship. How is it? Like, that's great. That's great. You're in a relationship? That's awesome.
I mean, I've been great. I've been in my Joan Osborne cover band. And, like, what if God was one of us? I don't know.
You know, when I broke my wrist and thought I was about to die, I thought, what if God was one of us? Like, what if God broke his wrist or her wrist, you know? What would he, she do?
What if Bruno was God? Are we in trouble?
What if Bruno Mars was God? So Nico's like, yeah, it's really hard because, you know, I'm always away, so there's a lot of temptation, but it's working out so far, which basically means I cheat a lot and apologize. Yeah. So I'll catch you when we're drunk, bitch.
Yeah. So now Chris tells Nico that Bruno's sad. Nico's like, it's okay. All right. I'll deal with it.
It's like, I don't know. He was sniffling or crying or something. Like, I don't know, bro, but I need some Wu-Tang.
Gonna have to wash down that experience with some Zima.
So now it's time for crew, get down here, crew. And Kate's like, well, he doesn't hide his emotions, so we're in trouble.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, so here's the deal. It's a tip meeting. And all I've got to say is that no one was working up to their potential. All right? There's no, but you didn't reach your potential. And I want to see some solid effort moving in the right direction, or there will be consequences.
You feel broken? You are broken. I'm not here to fix you, all right?
Listen, I'm going to put you on that goddamn sailboat that's in the goddamn way, and you're going to have that prick sail you right back into the bay, all right? One-way ticket on the fucking sailboat.
You want to be on that goddamn idiotic sailboat? God damn it, you goddamn idiot.
I fucking hate that banana.
So they... God, I hate that banana.
God, I hate that banana.
I think that can sum up the differences between the two captains perfectly. Yeah. God, I love that banana. God, I hate that banana.
Because they pretty much have the same voice, except with one, his is like a little more growl in it.
Yeah. Hers is like slower. But that's pretty much it.
So now they're cleaning.
Well,
cleaning
they get a tip, and Bruno goes, yes, that is recognition I wasn't getting. Like, oh, good. Money.
Yeah.
And Kate Bruno, says, well, the tip is generous. Everything. The tip is generous, but I'm annoyed the crew didn't realize that they should give more to me because this wasn't an equal effort. Girl, I hope that's a joke. Because you know you ain't getting more kind of a tip.
She certainly won't be.
No, I hope that was a joke. Because hell no, you'll have a revolution on your hands. People will throw you overboard. You try and take their tip.
Yeah, you got to be careful. So now Nico and Chris are talking about chicks. And Chris is like, yeah, I mean, I'm really into Brie. You know, I was celibate for 26 years. I was like Christian, like really Christian. But then I realized I could have sex and drink. I love drinking and sex. You ever have sex? You ever drink something? It's pretty cool, bro. I know a lot about it.
Can't be walking around with a loaded gun, right, bro?
Yeah. And by loaded gun, I mean a full bottle of Schlitz.
So guess who else is super horny? Jen. They're looking through the cabinets and Bree's like, there's only 3 condoms, so I guess we're going to have to reuse them. And I think there were 4 condoms, which made me laugh because, you know, it's so simple. And Jen's
are you sure they weren't looking at coffee filters? Because you never know with these girls.
And Jen's like, being a single mom, you don't have time to think about how lonely you are. And then when you lay eyes on eye candy, you realize you need an eye Snickers. Oh, Snickers, satisfy me, Snickers. I was like, this lady is going to lose it on this ship. And I cannot fucking wait.
She really, really will. And probably sooner than later.
So do you want to go to where they're going out?
Sure. Let me see if there was... let's see if there was anything.
Always with this show, I have like multiple lines of notes that I'm like, they're untying a rope.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking. Like, honestly, my notes are all like Chris talking about alcohol and saying things like he's bragging to Brianna, literally saying like, I know a lot about drinking, which is such a ridiculous thing to ever say to anyone. There's a scene of Nico talking to his girlfriend, Melissa, on FaceTime, which is like whatever. It's just like She's just basically saying, so you're working with a girl, huh? And he's like, oh, sorry, losing connection. Yeah, and now we're
like,
going out.
We're breaking up. I was like, that's the wrong time to be getting a bad connection.
We also saw Chris's ass. So, okay, now we're out and about.
Dinner.
We're all going out to dinner.
And Chris is like, I'm going to make my move. Chris Brown is going to whip out that choreography and dance his way into Brianna's heart, man.
yeah.
But Brianna's sitting next to Nico, and she's flirting. Like, she's already flirting off the chart. She's like, can you tell me if I have any nip slips?
Nico's like, And then meanwhile, Chris is like, well, I can't really flirt with her right now, so let me talk about something else. Booze. And so he gets a cocktail, and he sips it, and he goes, dude, top shelf bartenders make such a difference. And they just cut to Kate staring at him like, why are you talking to me? Why are you saying that? Why?
He's like, you look bored. Maybe you didn't hear me say mezcal.
He goes, the bar usually speaks to me, you know? And Kate just stares at him like, please die. Just die right
now.
Yeah,
she goes,
right here.
I'd rather clean toilets. At least toilets don't make awkward conversation at the table.
Okay? She's like, I'd rather do my taxes. And Chris is like, I want to open a tequila bar in Sweden. That might be my next thing. She's like, all right, I quit. I'm just going to walk over this bar and just quit.
Jen's like, water. Look at the water. Wow. God, look at that water over there. It makes me want to go skinny dipping. Just saying.
And everyone pretty much ignores her because Brie and Nico are trying to remember what happened in Barcelona one night. I mean, clearly Brie is trying to resurrect that night by mentioning it again and again and again.
Yeah, she's like, you were drunk too, right? I was so drunk. I don't remember. Like, I don't really remember. Do you remember? Like, what do you remember? Because I don't remember. He's like, I don't remember.
Like, and all this sexual chemistry between them is just rubbing off on Jen. She's like, she's like, I can come on demand. I can come on demand.
That was so weird. She's sitting there with her eyes really big going, and he's like, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know what you're thinking right now.
I have the ability to come on command. Just saying.
It was like a moray eel getting very excited about dinner time.
It's like that scene in When Harry Met Sally, except that no one says, I'll have what she's having. Like, she does
Everyone's
not
like,
make it
where's
look
the
fun.
Exit?
Yeah. They're like, that woman with hiccups is choking to death.
A ghost is giving her the Heimlich.
So the chef gets drunk and then becomes a totally different person.
Totally different. Because they're like walking to the club and they're on the beach and he's walking behind Brie. And the camera just like lingers on Brie's ass like multiple times. And he's like, look at her ass in those pants. I would totally lick her balloon knot.
Balloon knot? That is so gross and yet so accurate. I've never heard that before.
I think I have. It's
really gross.
Yeah.
And so Nico pulls Bruno aside in the club and he's like, you know, Bruno, I know you get upset, but tonight's your chance to hit the reset button. You know, sometimes you'll get yelled at and sometimes you won't. And it's okay. And Bruno's like, he motivated me by talking to me and I can do much better and I look forward.
Here, Bruno, here's a biscuit. Thank you.
So even though Brianna is basically into Nico and everybody sees it, Chris still is going to try. So he comes up behind her and starts rubbing her back. And he's like, I like your attitude in life. Is that like so awkward to say? Have you ever had mezcal? She's like, ugh.
And he tells us that his plan is to be flirty and to be mean to her. So obviously this guy has read the game because he earlier said that his initial plan was to isolate her. And now he wants to be mean to her. So I've read this stupid book, The Game, because it's the one that all the pickup artists use, you know, it came out like 10 years ago. I read it for a book club, which is hilarious. And it's like the douchiest book. And clearly this guy was reading it for tips, not in a book club sense.
Yeah.
And don't even ask me why my book club was reading The Game. Cause it's actually like a novel. It's not like a how to book, but he was using basic. He was clearly trying to be like Mystery, whatever the guy's name was in that. And he was failing.
God, I remember when that came out. So gross.
Yeah.
And he's failing. Like, well, look, I flirt by being me to see if she's interested in the Chris Brown project. Ew. There is like, no forever Chris Brown with you. Project.
Ugh. Forever with you. Forever with you.
He's so gross. And she goes, are you tickling my back? And he's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe. Do you like it? She's like, no. I have to go. Ha, ha, ha.
I think I see a starfish over there. Bye.
Starfish.
So Nico tells Kate that he's like, well, I did know Brianna a little. And she's like, biblically? And he goes, no, we just hung out. I don't think he knows what biblically means.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we didn't meet on an ark or anything. Like in real life.
I mean, we didn't meet like in a whale. You're crazy, Kate. So then now they're like at the club and they're drunk dancing and Matt's grinding on Jen. Now, Jen, honestly, if I were you, Jen, I would lock it down because Matt is hot and you're horny. So just get it over with. Just do it.
And he's like, I've never seen myself dance, eh? It feels good. It looks good. Let's get la-la-la-la-loose. I love the drunk stuff.
So at this point, Kate and Nico are like, okay, they're disasters. Let's go back to the boat. And so time to go. And Chris is like, whoa, let me get a roadie, bro.
Oh, good. So
shut up.
Back on the boat, the chef is immediately looking at Instaporn.
Yes.
And scrolling through it. And Chris and Brianna are in the kitchen. So Chris tries again. He's like, man, did you think Matt had it in him? God, that guy's good looking. He can cook. He's a good personality. He's hot. Whoa. She's like, do you go that way? Because you look gay. You look kind of gay.
He's like, uh-oh. I think I messed something up in the game. It's like, no. Here, let's have a hug. And she's like, okay. He's like, I want to stay here forever. She's like, she just breaks out of it.
She's like, good night, gay guy.
You know that Chris Brown song, Forever With You? I want that hug to be that song. Bye. Bye, girlfriend.
And then the next morning, he's so hungover, he can't do his job. And he's like, God, that alcohol, like I'm just getting used to it, guys. Give me a chance. I'm not used to hangovers. But I'll tell you one thing, that Matt is fantastic. Probably going to have a crush on him if I don't already. Ha ha.
He's like, Nico, you probably have a hangover too. Nico's like, no, because I didn't drink enough to have a hangover. He's like, dude, why would you halfway party?
Why live life half-ass, bro?
Alcohol is there to be drunken, man.
So he's like, yeah. And then even when he's alone, he's talking to himself. He's like, God, that hangover is kicking in, right, Brown? Yeah, it sure is, Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown, I'm going to take a minute, Chris Brown. He's like, all right, Chris Brown, take a few.
Yeah.
So he walks off, and then the captain's radioing. He's like, Captain Chris, Chris, Captain, Captain Chris, Chris, Captain. And Nico's
it was
like,
Nico. Nico was calling for Chris. He was like, Nico to Chris, 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 Nico to Chris. Captain Lee's like, God damn it. This isn't Chris. This is the captain. I'm just wondering why I don't hear the response. I mean, even that goddamn sailboat would respond at this point.
I had a half-hour goddamn conversation with that stupid fucking sailboat last night, goddamn it. Even that answered.
And now it's – and basically Chris is passed out and everyone's like, he's sleeping, and that's the cliffhanger. How much trouble is Chris going to get into for sleeping on the job?
I don't know, but they already told us they couldn't find any better to work on the boats, so – I think they're stuck. And that brings us to the end of Blow Dick.
Yeah. Super fun episode. It's a good way to spend a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah. Tomorrow we're back to talk Real Housewives of Auckland. Always a good time.
Always. We sure love you guys.
We do.
We will be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow, guys.
Boy.
Bye.